Welcome into the In the Money podcast. We're Thursday, October 16th at Keeneland. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And we will take a look at the late pick fours we do each racing day. And it starts in the sixth with two-year-old maidens going seven furlongs on the main track. Jim, who did you land on here?
My favorite phrase is not two-year-old maidens going seven furlongs. Two-year-old maidens I struggle with. I almost just went ahead and singled, it was Caper or Kapoor, it was Dr. Kapoor, let's say, for Sassy Joseph. This horse almost won first time out at Saratoga. Got to believe that was a pretty strong field up there on 23rd of August. Led to the very end and got nipped by Big Dom, who was come back and running a couple of stakes races. So I started a single, but I've got a single later on in the cycle. So I went ahead and used a couple others in here. One of them is Circle Tap for Dallas Stewart on the outside. Big improvement second time out at Churchill. Got a very useful debut at Ellis Park, and then came back as a favorite at Churchill and ran well. Only got beat two lengths. Came from way out of it. So you got a speed with Dr. Kapoor and Circle Tap the closer. I can stop there, but I'm also going to use a couple other horses in here. Thunderbuck, a first-time starter for Brad Cox, because it's a first-time starter for Brad Cox. And Chip Honcho for Steve Asmussen. Asmussen's horses have been running better here, but he still only has two wins with 4 seconds and 6/3 out of 26 mounts. And this horse had a bullet work the last two times out, on October 1st and October 9th. So lots of works, got a lot of speed in him, no experience, but I think Chip Honcho is live in here. And then Fuzzbuster for Vicky Oliver. Vicky always comes up with a couple of upsets in this meet, and I think Louis Saez taking over for Declan Cannon here tells me that this horse is live. So I'm going to go five deep in here, although I could play a simpler ticket and single Dr. Kapoor.
I ended up taking just two of the pick four. Dr. Kapoor, I think, is definitely the one to beat. But I took Circle Tap on top. The 2 seconds were to a couple of well-regarded winners for this horse. Infiltrate first time out, and then second time out, he caught Spun DMC, who was really impressive in that win. So I think just on the fact that he ran into a couple of bears, I'm going to give him the shot to get the victory this time. A big buyer improvement in the second start as well. But Dr. Kapoor just missing against a stakes caliber debut winner up at Saratoga. Hard to overlook that. Beyond those, if you wanted to go deeper, there were a couple of first-timers that I thought were a little intriguing. Liberty National, the 10, and debuting for McPeak. And he looks to have some promising two-year-olds. And then the one Thunder Buck. But Circle Tap, Dr. Kapoor, I'm going to just go with those two to try to get through that first leg of the late pick four. Seventh race is an optional claimer, essentially non-winners of two other than or the 80K claiming level. It's three-year-olds and up, and they are going a mile and a 16th in here. And I ended up on Army Officer, like this one a lot, off the 95 buyer. Now, it was on turf, but two starts back. The kind of performance that this horse turned in would win here. Brad Cox excels on this turf-to-dirt move. So I think this one's going to take a lot of beating. I'm going to use a couple of others since I only went two deep in the first leg. Stowaway coming off a couple of nice efforts and now making the third start off a long layoff. Could be ready to take a step forward. And Resilience, who once upon a time ran in the Kentucky Derby and was a contender turning into the stretch, just missed last time. A repeat of that effort would give him a big shot, but he's only 2-for-13 in his career, so it's hard to get too excited about that. How did you see race seven?
Well, Army Officer looks awfully good, but I don't like him on the dirt. I mean, yes, turf to dirt is a good angle for Brad, but, I mean, the horse is running so well on the turf, and we've got a lot of turf races here. Why do you put him up for sale for $80,000 and run him on the dirt? That's my biggest question right there. So I didn't feel very good at all about going narrow in here, so I went deep. I used Army Officer defensively. But my actual top pick was Stowaway for Jose Ortiz and Whit Beckman. 87 buyer at Churchill on the stretch out to a mile and an eighth, cuts back to a mile and 16th, where he's been successful, 1-for-9, but second and 2/3. And moving forward in the buyer, scale off a long layoff. He was off from May of 24 until August of 25, ran really well in the comeback race, stepped it forward in the second race, and he takes another step forward here. He's going to be right there. I use gasoline for Carlos David just because Carlos David usually comes up with a couple of hot horses here. This horse is jumping up in class, but, he ran for 20,000 a couple back, so not sure that he fits at this level, but I have a lot of respect for Carlos David. Resilience for Bill Mott, 90 buyer last time out at Churchill, the mile and eighth, only got beat in neck. And then Society Man on the outside for Danny Gargan. I don't think you mentioned him, but if you go back to October of last year, he ran a 92 buyer here and only got beat one length in an optional $125,000 race. So he hasn't gotten that level before. He ran in the Derby in 24, but he's getting back to maybe a little bit better form right now, and I wouldn't be surprised if Danny Gargan surprises on the outside with Society Man.
Let us move on to race number 8. It's an allowance race, non-winners of 3 other than, so high-level allowance group, fillies and mares 3 and up on the turf at a mile and a 16th. Who did you land on?
Oh, I landed on my favorite trainer right now, Brendan Walsh. Tyler Gaffleone rides Proctor Street for him. And Tyler has only been on this horse one time and had a win. Coming out of the Perfect Sting at Saratoga, where she won, she was headed for victory at 8-5, and then Dynamic Pricing ran her down in the stretch. She was 5 wide that day. I think she gets a better trip here. I think Brendan is also obviously pointing for this meet. A lot of things about Proctor Street. Started to use Nana Bush with Correas, horse coming out of Argentina. Had one race at Colonial where she went wire to wire. Don't think she's going to get that easy a lead here. If she does, she could be difficult to catch. But I think Scarlet Sands may go with her. I think one of the inside horses may go with her. And then I think Proctor Street sits right off of them and runs her down in the stretch. The other horse, a Lilac Rolla for Mike Maker, came out of the same race, the Perfect Sting. Had a trouble at the start, so maybe she steps forward from that, but I just got to believe that Proctor Street is a little bit better than this filly right now. So singling Proctor Street in the feature.
I took a Lilac Rolla on top off the big improvement last time against a really solid field, and then moving into Mike Maker, who hits at 18 or 16% with horses coming into his barn for the first time, and he's put 4 works into a Lilac Rolla for this start. Proctor Street, definitely the one to beat. Can't knock any of the reasons that you gave. She will be very tough to handle in here. The two horse for Flying has been running consistently solid races against some really good company. And then the 4, She's Looking Lucky, has been right there in 4 of her past 6 starts. Now she's run second twice as often as she's won, which makes you a little leery of taking her as a strong win candidate, but very consistent. So going to go 4 deep on the pick 4 with a Lilac Rolla on top. And then that brings us to the 9th race, closing out the late pick 4, Jim. It is a starter allowance, and it's fillies and mares, ages 3 and up, going 7 furlongs. I ended up on Golden Irish, the 10, who took a major step forward in the 3rd start off the layoff for Tom Amos. Jose Ortiz returns in the saddle. The runner-up from that last race came back to run well here last week. The 8, Isn't She Lovely, ran well off the break for Dallas Stewart. Well clear of the 3rd place horse in that last race. Jay Rivers has the benefit from a race over the track and for Jacobson. And I like this horse a little bit first time out, and he didn't really fire. But see, horses improve sometimes when they get a second start at the meet. And then Dark Fury, the 2, has been in good form since moving into a new barn. And then the 1, In Awe of Juju, comes off a decisive win and was claimed by a trainer who has hit some prices with that move. So I'm going to go 5 deep on my late pick 4 ticket. How did you see race 9?
Well, I agree with you 80%. I used the first 4 that you mentioned. I didn't use the 1 horse In All of Juju. Golden Irish is obviously the one to beat here with Jose on the outside for Tom Amos. Bothers me a little bit. She's run 2nd 4 times. She's burned a whole lot of money because if you look at her past performances, she has been the favorite seven of her eight races, and she has run second four times. So my key here is Golden Irish is going to be on my pick four ticket, but I'm going to key her second with a few other horses, and one of those is Dark Fury for Brittany Vandenberg. Jay Rivers, I thought I might sneak that one in on you, but I agree that she ran on October 5th, only coming back on 10 days rest. If she actually runs and does a scratch, it's Irad Ortiz for David Jacobson, and he hits a 25% clip with David Jacobson, and Irad takes this horse in the last race, which is always key. He always seems to beat me out of the pick four in the last race. I'm not going to let Jay Rivers beat me today. And Isn't She Lovely for Dallas Stewart fits well off that last tightener, off a short layoff, and should be better in the second back. So Golden Irish for me, but I'm going to key her second in here, and hopefully one of the other horses knocks her off.
How did you build your pick four ticket?
Okay, I spent a total of 5 times 5 times 4 times single, so that seems to be about $50. So 1, 2, 6, 8, 11 with 2, 3, 4, 5, 12 with 9 with 2, 4, 8, 10, $50.
My ticket is $60, 8 and 11 to start, then 2, 4, 5, then 2, 4, 7, 9, then 1, 2, 4, 8, 10. 2 by 3 by 4 by 5, $60 on the late pick 4. Best of luck with your plays on the Thursday card. We'll be back for the Friday edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.